This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. SeaWorld is getting rid of killer whale performances next year. The move follows long battles with animal rights activists. But the whale show did have its fans, and those people are now rushing their kids to the park in San Diego before the shows end forever. Marketplace's Andy Euler takes us there.
On a cloudy Monday evening at 5 p.m., there are still hundreds of cars in the SeaWorld parking lot. And as people leave the grounds, most tell me they're here for one thing.
We came specifically because we knew they were going to end the theatrical show.
Steve Sands brought his 8, 9, and 10-year-old kids from Orange, California.
We grew up, you know, with the killer whales, and we knew that they're changing that. And so we wanted to come and have them see the theatrical show before it went away.
SeaWorld has been on a PR full court press lately and says it's been listening to the way people feel about the orca shows and they're reacting. Amy Fawcett is COO of the San Diego Regional Chamber of Commerce. SeaWorld has a seat on its board.
SeaWorld's about rescuing, educating, and making sure and protecting sea life and animals.
Yeah, but it's also about Shamu. And at least one 8-year-old I talked to isn't happy about the decision to get rid of the whale shows. Her name is Amelia Abram.
They are saying they're stopping Shamus for conservation shows. They're not going to release the whales, though. They're just not going to do tricks. I mean, if they're going to have to be in captivity, you should at least have them do stuff that's at least fun.
SeaWorld without Shamu is like Starbucks without Frappuccinos, Marketplace without the numbers. It sounds like the SeaWorld of the future is going to be a lot more like a zoo than a theme park, which, after all, was the park's original mission. Again, Amy Fawcett of the Chamber of Commerce.
We need to start looking at the educational component of SeaWorld and zoos and other parks like this that children can have an opportunity and adults to learn about things.
Speaking of children learning things, let's get back to Amelia. She's only 8, but seems to have a decent understanding of what's at stake for SeaWorld.
They're going to lose half the crowd when they do that, I think. So it's bad not only for the whales, because they will not get to splash anymore and do fun tricks, but it's bad for their business, too.
I couldn't tell you if the whales are actually going to be bummed out about not getting to do tricks anymore, but your point about their business seems pretty logical to me, Amelia. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.